current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Feasting on Humiliation. Ramadan, the month of mercy, forgiveness and unlimited opportunity to attain rewards. The month in which the gates of paradise are open, the gates of hell are shut and the shayateen, devils, are chained. An opportunity focusing on worshipping with greater sincerity. The month of fasting. Fasting from dawn till dusk is not merely an act of abstaining from food and drink, but a means of purifying the soul, exercising self-restraint, and reinforcing our commitment to Allah's commands. The month in which the Quran was revealed. Quran was sent down as a furqan, criterion and guidance for mankind, reminding us Muslims of our duty to live by Allah's commands and uphold the values of justice, truth and submission. It is a time of immense mercy, where one night, Laylatul Qadr, is better than 1,000 months, offering believers a chance to secure Allah's forgiveness and blessings for an entire lifetime. The Prophet ﷺ described Ramadan as a shield from hellfire, a means through which sins are forgiven and an avenue to enter paradise through the special gate of Ar-Rayyan, reserved only for those who fasted sincerely. However, in stark contradiction to the sanctity of Ramadan, some Muslims chose to partake in an iftar gathering hosted by the White House, an institution responsible for the suffering of countless Muslims around the world. This is a grave dishonor and an insult to the very purpose of Ramadan. The month that was given as a means to strengthen our submission to Allah is instead being used as a means to seek validation from those who openly oppose His laws. The Quran commands Muslims to disassociate from oppressors, yet some choose to break their fast in a place that has long been a symbol of oppression, war and injustice against the Ummah. This is not an act of diplomacy, it is an act of humiliation. For those who attended sent a very clear message to us. You are willing to compromise on your faith for the sake of worldly recognition, disregarding the suffering of our brothers and sisters. This is the same Trump who has been a staunch supporter of quote-unquote Israel and allowed the genocide to reconvene after the supposed ceasefire, this time with more force and advanced military aid. He controversially shared his nonsense plan to redevelop Gaza, which included the displacement of its roughly 2 million Palestinian residents. Muslim attendees consciously broke bread with someone like this. How shameful and disheartening for our oppressed Ummah in Gaza. The sin accrued through such humiliating acts is immense. Attending these gatherings is not merely an individual transgression, but a collective dishonor that contributes to the degradation of Islam's sanctity. The Prophet ﷺ warned us against aligning with oppressors, and history has shown that seeking favor from the enemies of Islam only leads to further humiliation in both this life and the next. We must remember that every action carries weight in the hereafter. To seek honor from those who oppose Islam is to invite disgrace in both worlds. Allah warns us in the Quran,
يحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم ألا ساء ما يزرون.
That they may bear their own burdens in full on the day of resurrection and some of the burdens of those whom they misguide without knowledge. Unquestionably, evil is that which they bear. Surah 16, verse 25. Those who support systems that contradict Sharia, whether directly or indirectly, will share in their sin and consequences. Every action has weight in the scale of justice, and aligning with those who oppose Islam is a burden that no true believer should be willing to bear. True honor lies in upholding the truth, refusing to compromise on our principles, and submitting solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is by following His commandments, upholding the values and implementing the just systems and laws He has ordered from us. Let us not be deceived by false gestures of inclusion, but instead remain firm upon the straight path, safeguarding our faith and dignity without seeking approval from those who oppose Islam. May Allah guide the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the haq and allow us to witness the justice of His systems, bi-idhnillah. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.